I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Sri Lanka, the threat of an anti-conversion law will only build the church up. That's according to Danny Yohannan of Gospel for Asia. He says that in the past, as persecution has risen, so has church growth. The law will be voted on later this month. The GFA will still be challenged if the law is passed. Financial support and prayer are needed for the GFA missionaries and believers in Sri Lanka who risk their lives daily for the gospel. And millions of pastors and church leaders in the developing world have little or no formal Bible training. Some live in areas hostile to the gospel. Mission Aviation Fellowship Learning Technologies created a solution by putting thousands of Bible resources on solar MP3 players and USB thumb drives. The material's encrypted, masked in such a way that if the thumb drive were examined, nothing Christian would be found. You can help. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. Or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.